We have some new ramp meters in operation. And of course, the ultimate purpose of a ramp meter is to speed up traffic, regardless of what you may think. And Chris has been monitoring the new one in Tacoma, so remind us where this is again.
What they did is they turned on ramp meters at three ramps this morning in the northbound direction there in the Tacoma area. One was at East 28th Street, the other at Port of Tacoma Road, and the other at 54th Avenue East. So kind of as you work your way past the dome, working your way along northbound I-5 towards Fife. And what we've come to find out is that that ramp at East 28th is very popular. That's a way that a lot of people have been getting onto the freeway, because what we have seen today is people access that via Portland Avenue. You come north on Portland Avenue, you hang a right on 28th past all the new construction there by the casino, and then you get on right there. That ramp has been backed up the two blocks off the ramp back to Portland Avenue, and then Portland Avenue has been backed up about three quarters of a mile to a mile. Some of our drivers this morning reporting that they had not moved in 20 to 25 minutes on Portland Ave, just trying to get to that ramp meter, and they're going, get this out of here.
So, Dave, this is why people don't think the meters actually increase
The question is, though, did it keep the main line moving smoothly or not?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell because we had that car fire response on I-5 to deal with. We'll have to keep an eye on the next couple of days through regular traffic to see what it does, because it's a two-lane ramp meter. I mean, and certainly the volume is there. But it certainly did restrict the flow onto I-5, because that drive, because of that car fire, could have been much worse if that line of traffic had been considered unfettered onto the freeway.
Now, next question. It seems to me that a similar thing is about to happen right downtown here with the new I-90 ramp meter, right?
Yeah, and that's a one that's been under the radar, except for me talking about this. And I know it's your drive, and there's nothing more personal, Dave, than your drive.
That's exactly
just like
right.
Everybody's drive is very personal to them.
Right.
And, yeah, here's what they're doing. The city of Seattle, or WashDOT at this point, the state, doesn't consider the ramp from I-90 to Seattle I-5 as part of the freeway. It's a transition. So they are going to be adding ramp meters to that transition from westbound I-90 to northbound I-5 through all the collector distributor lanes where people love flying through and merging there to get to the James Street to Madison
How
Street.
How is that going to work?
Well, that's good. We're going to find out for real when they add those. The plan was to add them sometime this spring, because they don't consider that part of the freeway. That's a ramp. Because what they're trying to do, as we all know, the people who are stuck there right now on I-5 trying to get into downtown, you have all the weaving and merging and the people all coming in there right at the James Madison off-ramp and the on-ramp right there. If you can restrict a little bit of the flow there, perhaps that will ease and should ease some of the northbound slowing getting into downtown through Seneca. They're also planning on adding the lane there at Seneca, making it a through lane, using the shoulder and making it an HOV lane to continue all the way under the convention center to help ease some of that slowing, so that every day from the Albro all the way into downtown will not be so backed up. That's the plan. But people who drive that route on I-90 westbound to I-5 are going to be like, what do you mean? This is
what
a
happened?
Freeway. What
yeah.
do you, why are you doing this? But no, it's a ramp. It's a transition. And that's coming. And that one will have a big impact, probably negatively to start, as people figure out how they're going to have to work their way. But yeah, ramp meters do work. In terms of keeping the main line better. In fact, when we saw them on Mercer, when we added them to the I-5 corridors there, the plan was to try to improve by, two or three minutes on the main line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's backed up Mercer a little bit, but not as bad or as catastrophically as we have thought that it might on the front end.